Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 53, The Pottery War. When Japanese shogun Hideyoshi invaded southern Korea as part of an unrealized invasion of China, his forces raided villages for potters with knowledge of advanced Chinese ceramic technology. This action greatly bolstered the Muromachi-era blossoming of Japanese ceramic art. Hideyoshi's invasion is, in fact, sometimes called the Pottery War. But of course, any time we use the word war, we should understand the true nature of that word. In this instance, it meant villages razed, families murdered, people ripped from their ancestral homes, and forever enslaved on foreign shores. A closer look reveals Hideyoshi's maneuvers as part of a much broader war, including the Portuguese swath of destruction across the Indian Ocean that initiated Europe's China trade era, along with ensuing Dutch and English piracy on the open seas against Portuguese porcelain traders, or the ascendancy of Delft during a time of civil war in China that closed European access to export porcelain. But also consider the violent implosion of the Egyptian Fatimid Caliphate, which ejected tin-glazed pottery and potters into the Mediterranean world, or the Christian conquest of Al-Andalusia, Muslim Spain, which brought the same maiolica to Italy, or maiolica's spread through Central and Eastern Europe by Anabaptist Habins fleeing religious persecution and violence, or Counter-Reformation ravages that led fleeing stoneware potters to Germany's relatively quiet Westerwald district, or the seditious act of making redware during the lead-up to the American War of Independence, or virtually everything to do with Mexican maiolica. If one includes the machinations of today's mining industry, with its quest for cobalt, copper, and other minerals useful to potters, this war can be understood as never-ending. None of this offers a terribly flattering perspective when considering the works of today's many talented ceramic artists. But there it is, another of those rare moments when pottery history echoes the words of the Jefferson Airplane's vocalist Grace Slick way back in 1969. Everything we do either makes noise or stinks. These words are not intended as a diatribe against making pottery. Rather, we potters should know the full measure of our chosen field. Doing so provides us an intimate appreciation of the immense gift and privilege inherent in the words, standing on the shoulders of giants, i.e., the sacrifice of so many who gave so much so we can do all the things we do. Don't shy away from this collective past. Learn from it. Build from it. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that tragically timeless wish found on an early 19th century transfer print creamware pitcher. May war ever cease and friendship increase.